Good morning. Joining me on the telephone this morning from what is no doubt a very quiet Sitka Fine Arts Camp is Roger Schmidt, the executive director. Hi, Roger.
Hi, Rob.
And you just gave us the news recently that the Sitka Fine Arts Camp is not going to happen this summer. That must have been a very tough decision to arrive at.
Yeah, I think yes and no. Emotionally, absolutely. Emotionally difficult for our staff, for our board. I think we love the work we do. The reason why we love it is because of the positive impact it has on the students whose lives we touch, and we feel really deeply the sadness that we're causing them. I think that Saturday when we met as a board, the board was unanimous. Our board comes from sort of all sectors of the business world in Sitka and Anchorage. We have financial people, we have medical people, we have small business owners, we have people who depend on seasonal work, people who are involved in the fishing industry. But there wasn't a single board member that didn't think that this absolutely had to be done.
Programs were scheduled to begin in July, weren't they?
We start the beginning of June.
Oh, okay.
And we go to the end of July.
Yeah, that definitely makes a difference. June seems like it definitely falls more within the window of when we're definitely going to be still deeply affected by what's going on now. But there must have been some hope, anyway, among the board that maybe things would somehow turn around here at some point. Was there any kind of optimism that maybe the Fine Arts Camp could be the first thing to kind of kick into gear again post-pandemic?
I think that... I to sort of put this really honestly, I don't think there's anybody on the board that sees any sign in the nation or the world that the virus is abating. I think what we've seen is evidence that sheltering in place is having an impact, and that social distancing is having an impact. But the idea that the virus itself is losing its contagious ability, or that the virus is losing its ability to kill, or the spread, I don't think there's evidence that it's changing. And in fact, what we're seeing now is more and more evidence that when people stop sheltering in place or doing social distancing, that it begins spreading again. And I think like so many people, we'd love to be absolutely dead wrong. I don't think there's anybody on our board and on our staff that would love to think that we'd love to have made the wrong call. But we feel a real responsibility to the community of Sitka that has limited medical facilities. We feel a real commitment to the safety of our students and staff. They come from throughout Alaska, the country, and the world. And we want to keep Sitka safe, and we want to keep the communities that our students and staff would return to safe as well. You know, right now in the United States, we don't have reliable testing, universal testing. We don't have reliable evidence that people can be immune after they've received it in any clear way. And we don't have any reliable evidence that a vaccine is going to be available and universal anytime soon. So the bottom line for us is that... we don't want to be part of any situation where our program could endanger others.
Roger, speaking of students, how are you going to break it to them? They must have had a sense that this was coming.
Yeah, we sent out a letter to all our families and all our staff and all our sort of stakeholders, as many people as we could think of to let people know the news.
And are you getting... response? How are people reacting?
Just like us, a lot of people feel pretty devastated by it. There's a lot of optimism about looking forward to a great camp 2021. And I think there's a lot of resiliency where people, I was surprised so far in the number of emails I've got, how many people have been really understanding and supportive and saying that they believe we made the right call, and that they just, like us, want to do everything we can to act in a responsible way that in our minds serves, and people have responded this way as well, that serve the people talk about sort of honoring the work that medical people are making right now, the sacrifices of medical people, frontline people, scientists, and trying to really make sure we're part of the solution. And I think I've seen people respond to that really favorably, that they feel like it's the right decision. Anything we can do to help our country get through this, people are supportive of.
Roger, I think of the camp as a very energetic and innovative place. Now that you've finally made this decision, is there interest among the staff to try and do anything virtually this summer to try and keep the vibe alive?
That's a hard question right now. So for us, our entire business is based on what I would call the opposite of social distancing. You know, we're about concert halls. We're about improv groups, kids being close together, working close together. We're about events. And we just lost all our business. So our entire income stream dried up. We had to close the Haim Center. We have a really vibrant event business on campus, weddings, conferences, meeting groups. Those all canceled immediately. So right now, the majority of our staff are furloughed. You know, right now we're working really hard on just closing down the campus right now and keeping our heads above water and getting information, the right information out to people. I'm sure we'll do some stuff down the line, but we're a pretty skeleton crew right now.
Yeah, it's got to be hard because I've never heard it put quite that way, that you're in the business of doing the opposite of social distancing, but it certainly applies. Does the board feel confident that the camp will weather the storm? Sitka Fine Arts Camp isn't going away. It's going to be back next year.
Absolutely. We believe very much that our supporters and stakeholders won't let the Sitka Fine Arts Camp die. We know that we have a lot of support. Our board has been really been very responsible in the last this is my 20th year, and I would say in the last 15 years, no matter what, the board has always worked on putting some money into reserves. That's keeping us afloat right now. That doesn't mean that we haven't had to make some really hard choices like so many other businesses in our community and around Alaska.
And Roger, what will you do this summer?
The message I gave our students, which I can share with you, is one that I'm trying to remind myself to live. And I said, in my experience, time is one of the most valuable possessions we have, and free time is rare and precious. And I hope that you will take advantage of this time. And if art is your passion, you will find a way to dive deep into it, whether taking the time to paint, creating music, practicing an instrument, dancing, singing, making films, writing, learning Shakespeare, or memorizing a monologue. Most artistic practices, in addition to the intense social experience that we find at camp, also require reflection and individual work. We're planning on having a camp 2021, but in the meantime, perhaps we can use this time to practice our arts. So for me, I'm definitely been practicing my instrument a lot more than I have in a while, and that's really important to me. And I think we're incredibly lucky to live in Sitka during this pandemic. Sitka can be an oasis if our community takes the sort of steps, responsible steps and leadership to make that happen. And, I feel really fortunate to be living here with our wilderness, which is COVID-free, and spending time out on the water and exploring the beautiful country we have around us.
Well, you've done it again, Roger. You've found a way to be inspiring, even at what must be a very dark time at the camp. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Rob.
I've been speaking with Roger Schmidt. He's the executive director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. They announced this week that there will be no summer programs.